First up, a U.S. commander says Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is not following the rules of a ceasefire. This commander says Gaddafi's forces are attacking civilians, and protecting those civilians is one goal of the U.S.-led coalition that's operating in and around Libya right now. Yesterday, there were reports about Libyan forces attacking civilians in the city of Misrata. Officials at a hospital there say that over the last few days, dozens of people have been killed in the violence. The coalition has been launching airstrikes on strategic targets inside of Libya, and the U.S. commander says Colonel Gaddafi's air force has been diminished to the point where it won't have a negative impact on those coalition airstrikes. One of those aircraft, a U.S. fighter jet, crashed in Libya yesterday. You can see the wreckage in this video. Both crew members are all right. They ejected safely. One was picked up by rebels who took care of them. They're now in U.S. hands. The military says the jet had equipment malfunction. Things are getting more tense in the nearby country of Yemen. Protesters there have been calling for the president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, to step down. President Saleh made an offer to the people who are against him. He said he would step down, but at the beginning of next year, the opposition rejected that offer. They want Saleh out now. The protests have gotten violent at times, with government crackdowns leading to dozens of deaths. Because of that, some officials in President Saleh's government are now supporting the opposition. And this was the scene at the Interior Ministry building in the Egyptian capital of Cairo on Tuesday. This fire broke out after a protest at the building earlier in the day. The protest was peaceful. People were calling for higher wages. They denied setting the fire, which was put out in less than an hour. The power is back on at part of Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Yesterday, technicians got the power running at one of the reactor's control rooms. That could be a big step toward getting the plant's cooling systems working again, something that is needed. But officials say some of the reactors suffered more damage than they thought and will take more time to repair. Now, while engineers deal with that, rescue workers are still trying to find survivors of the massive earthquake in Japan. Brian Todd gives us an inside look at the unique role that some of these workers play.